We're speaking with Rich Harder. He is a candidate for Bonner County Commissioner District 3. This is to fill the seat held currently by Dan McDonald, who is retiring. Rich, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, please introduce yourself to the voters who may not be acquainted with you. Just tell us a bit about your background, how long you've lived in Bonner County, and any experience or qualifications you want to mention.
Sure. My name is Rich Harder. I've lived in Clarkport for the last 10 years. My family came out here from Las Vegas in 2012. We arrived on Easter Day. Back in Las Vegas, I own two businesses, a construction company and a property management company. And running those businesses over the last 25 years, I started those from the ground up. Both of them were started out of my garage, and I've ran them for the last 25 years, 22 and a half years. And I think that gives me some pretty good background experience. As soon as I moved back into Clark Fork, I immediately joined my local church and started to become a part of the community of Bonner County. I didn't know Bonner County that well. I knew how beautiful it was, and I knew that the people I'd met while vacationing here were really good people, but I hadn't gotten to know anyone yet. So I immersed myself in the local community as much as possible. I also joined the fire department in 2012, about a month after moving here. After that, I became very active. I became a 4-H rifle and pistol leader. I volunteered in my local church teaching robotics to kids for free. I've taught martial arts and self-defense for the last 9 years for free to my community. Everything I've done since I've moved to Bonner County into Clark Fork is to benefit my local community. I volunteer somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 hours a week at a minimum, sometimes upwards of 30 and 40 hours a week. And what I want to do now is I want to spread that out to all of Bonner County. I want to serve Bonner County as a whole because I see that Bonner County needs some direction at this point. I don't want to get too far into that. I'm sure there's going to be questions later. That's my basic background.
Okay, great. Well, here's a question I ask everybody, and you kind of answered it, but why are you running?
To be more specific to that answer, I've seen that the Bonner County Commissioner's Office has done a lot of things in secrecy lately. They've been doing a lot of behind closed door deals and then presenting fait accompli to the people of Bonner County. The ice rink, multiple different planning and zoning changes that have happened recently, not following the comp plan and then not really telling anyone or trying to bury it. I think that the people of Bonner County need to know exactly what their government is doing and why they're doing it. I want to take and put everything on the county website instead of just posting items or agenda items in the newspaper or on the pillar. I think this all needs to be posted on the website for all of Bonner County to see. Another thing that I want to do is I want to take those business county business meetings that happen at 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and I want to move those to 5 or 5:30 at night. So that way, the average person who's out there trying to feed their family and put a roof over their heads and still wants to be involved in their government can have the opportunity without having to miss work to come be a part of their government. Those are some of the main reasons. I think some of the other reasons are I see a lot of changes coming in Bonner County in the last 10 years that I've been here. Especially in the last 2 or 3 years. And I think that we need to have a better plan looking forward than the plan that we've been following. And I'm not talking about the comp plan. The comp plan is actually pretty good. I just think that it hasn't been followed. Planning and zoning hasn't been listened to. The county commissioners have kind of done their own thing and went against planning and zoning on, I don't know, I want to say 20 or 30 different applications lately. And there seems to be a disconnect, and we need to make sure that we're all on the same page working together.
Okay. Another question I'm asking everybody, and you halfway answered it, this one too as well. If you're elected, how much time will you spend in office each week?
Oh, I honestly don't know. I can't see that it would be any less than probably 40 hours a week. Being a county commissioner, while I haven't worked the job itself, I know that running 17 different departments, or I don't want to say running because that's not true. There's department heads in all of those. Being in an overarching position over 17 departments has got to be an extremely demanding job. And to answer your question, it's got to be at least 40 hours a week.
Okay. Yo, you're going to make it a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. I'll tell you what, if I'm going to get paid $90,000 a year, then I need to give Bonner County as much of me as possible. That is, if you're not giving 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week to a job that's going to pay you like that, then you're not giving the due respect to the taxpayers that they deserve.
Okay. So, to get to the nuts and bolts now, what do you consider the biggest issues in the commissioner's race? You've mentioned a couple things, but what are some of the things that you want voters to consider when they're weighing out how they're going to go with the different candidates?
Well, if we're going to talk about the candidates, that's a pretty big thing, pretty big topic. And recently I've realized that there's three types of Republicans in Bonner County. Actually, there's three types of Republicans throughout the state and even into national politics. And those three types of Republicans are a rhino, who's a Republican in name only. They're very involved in Bonner County. Bonner County is not going to elect a Democrat. There are no Democrats running for any of the county offices. And the reason is all of the Democrats are hiding under the term is Republican. We have multiple rhinos running in my race alone out of the five of us. And I want the voters to really look at what our candidates are saying, listen to how they're answering the questions, and ask yourself, are these conservative values? Does the question that they answer, are they expressing a true God-given belief in conservatism? Conservatism, that's a hard word to say sometimes. Then you have the second type of Republican, which is your big government type Republican. These are the Republicans that kind of toe the line to the Republican Party, the Idaho GOP platform, but at the same time, they vote for big government at all turns, at all costs. They also vote hand in hand with the Democrats on a lot of issues, especially when it comes to a lot of the social issues that are going on right now. These kinds of Republicans, they hide as Republicans also, but they're at least half Democrat. And then you have the true patriot Republicans. Those are the guys, or girls, Heather Scott's one of them. These are the people that believe in true patriotic values. These are people that take their oath to the Constitution seriously. These are people who want to make a difference in government and make sure that the voice of the people is heard. And that's the type of Republican that I am. I'm as conservative as you can be. God has given me my life and my freedom and my salvation, and I worship God, and that is, to me, my first allegiance. After that, it's to the people of the county that I want to represent.
Okay. How about some of the issues such as, you touched on, planning and zoning? So we're seeing huge growth in the county. It's been set off in part by the pandemic, but we're just seeing an awful lot of people moving in right now.
Yeah.
And so managing growth has become a big concern and a major issue for the commissioners. What tack would you take in planning and zoning issues and managing growth, or should growth even be managed?
So one thing we have to remember is that the county commissioners are only responsible for the unincorporated areas of Bonner County. So the county commissioners don't have a say inside Priest River. They don't have a say inside of Sandpoint, Dover, any of the cities or municipalities or local towns. So when we're talking about managing growth that's outside of those areas, we're talking about all the rural areas of Bonner County. This really needs to be taken control of. The comp plan is an excellent document that I believe shows the direction that we as Bonner County should go, maintaining our rural culture, maintaining our social culture.
The culture, yeah.
The culture in whole. And I think that's very important.
We're doing well for time.
Okay. Yeah. So what's been happening is planning and zoning has been making recommendations for denial on a lot of these applications, and the county commissioners have been flat out ignoring the Planning and Zoning Commission and approving them, which is starting to make Bonner County look like the Rathdrum Prairie, where we're going to have high density subdivisions just kind of scattered throughout the county. This is unacceptable. We cannot let Bonner County turn into the Rathdrum Prairie. That being said, we need to grow. And what we do need to do is create jobs, and we need to create houses for the people that are here. All of our kids are moving away. They're going elsewhere because the median house around here is about $650,000 right now. That number can vary a little.
To buy a house. Yeah.
To provide a
house.
It's huge. It's
huge.
It's insane how much it is. And these kids can't afford this. I mean, I understand Taco Bell is now paying $17 an hour, and that kind of sounds good on the surface, but you don't buy a $600,000 house on that kind of income. So what we are going to need to do is we're going to need to grow. And what we need to do is grow from a centralized area out. And that is basically the Highway 95 corridor up north and south of the lake and out Highway 200 and out Highway 2. This way we can provide the services that the people need. We can start putting infrastructure in to take care of this growth, and we can hopefully start to mitigate some of that rising housing costs. Once inventory goes up, then at least the prices should flatline, if not maybe go down, but not likely. That's kind of a larger issue as far as inflation and the dollar and all that. That's not a county issue at this point. So if we can get things to stabilize a little bit and offer more opportunities for people, then what we can do is provide a place for our children to live, to continue to enjoy Bonner County like we have, and we can also provide our businesses with the workforce. I don't think there's a business in town that doesn't have a help wanted sign up right now, and they can't find anybody. My daughter recently went job hunting, and she had 8 offers within 24 hours. So if you want to work, there's work out there. The problem is that your average apartment's $1,800 a month, mm-hmm. $1,700 a month. Kids can't afford to live like that. And that's the general direction I think we need to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, one action pertaining to planning and zoning that the commissioners took just recently was to split the Planning and Zoning Commission into 2 commissions, one for planning, one for zoning. Did you agree or disagree with that decision?
I disagree with that decision. The planning and zoning should be together. They need to work hand in hand. If not, we're going to end up with a left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing kind of situation. They've been working on this for years, and the whole idea behind this was let's split them up so they could get it done faster. I don't think growing the government is really ever the answer to a question. I think that we need to have as limited government as possible with as few positions as possible to get the job done. I don't know why they've been dragging their feet. The five local area subgroups have all submitted plans for how they wanted their area to grow. They were given guidance from planning and zoning. They submitted complete plans, and these plans were shelved and ignored.
And the neighbors put a lot of time into some of these plans.
These neighbors put huge amount, I'm thinking upwards of 2 years, year and a half to 2 years worth of their time as volunteers, mm-hmm. just because they cared about their community. And to have them ignored and to have their voice put on a shelf just because somebody didn't want to listen to it, that's also unacceptable. So planning and zoning, if I'm elected as commissioner, I will work diligently to put them back together and see what we can do to make things happen a little faster, because I'm going to be honest. For them to have drug their feet the way they have it has to be intentional. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because they wanted to continue with this pell-mell idea of cutting up the county and chopping it up into little pieces and turning us into the Rafterham Prairie. I'm not sure if that was the reason why, but you can't have that many smart people working on something for that long and have nothing to show for it.
Okay, you mentioned the comp plan, and one of the stated reasons for splitting the commission up was to let the planning commission focus more on a rewrite of the comp plan. What do you think the comp plan needs?
So I've read the comp plan on multiple occasions, and it is a rather somewhat vague document, and I think that's intentional in order to give the people of the future the ability to help the county grow as our needs change. To answer your question, planning is the idea. Zoning is how we're going to draw maps and draw the lines and what types of an infrastructure or what types of property we're going to allow in areas. We can't decide how the county is going to grow if we don't know how we're going to draw the lines. And this is why they need to stay together. Did I answer your question? Because I think I went off a little.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, we don't have a lot of time left, but let's circle on a couple other questions here. So what grade would you give the county commissioners for the past couple of years, their administration, or anything you might have done differently?
So in some of the areas, they've actually done pretty good. I recently had a meeting with Road and Bridge, and they've been real happy with the way the county commissioners have treated the employees, although I was rather astounded to find that their budget has been flat as far as the total dollar amount for the last 10 years. But on a whole, I think the county commissioners have not been listening to the public. I don't think they've been listening to what input people wanted to give. To be quite honest with you, I've been at a lot of county commissioners meeting lately, and I'm pretty surprised at the almost outright disdain that the county commissioners show the general public. Look, if I was county commissioner, I might disagree with you, but I certainly wouldn't insult you about it. I certainly wouldn't become argumentative with you about it. I'd be willing to have a discussion. And if I was a county commissioner and a group of people came to me and said, hey, I'm really concerned about this, and I'm going to use an easy example, and that's ARPA. If I'm really concerned about ARPA and I'm really concerned about what's inside the bill, I want us to have a workshop and we want to be able to present a case to you. I would say, great, go ahead and put your case together. We'll set a time, we'll set a date, and then you can present your information and we can take that into consideration. Mm-hmm.
What? And I'll throw in, ARPA is federal funding.
ARPA is the American Rescue Plan Act. It's COVID money is what it is. And there was a group of individuals, probably 8 to 10 of them, that did huge amounts of work looking into ARPA, researching it. And they went to the county commissioners almost a year ago and said, we want to present this information to you. And the county commissioners ignored them up until about a month and a half ago.
Okay, I think I got time to squeeze in one more question.
Sure.
What differentiates you from the other candidates? Why should people vote for you? Rich Harder.
Rich Harder. Yeah. The reason you should vote for Rich Harder. I think one of the biggest things is that I'm a constitutionalist, that I believe that the people should come first. I believe in absolute openness and transparency, and I believe that the people should have a voice in their government. I don't believe that some of the other candidates are on that same page. I think some of them believe in big government. I think some of them want to use government to tell you what to do and how to use your land. And I don't think that's appropriate either. So I think the best thing about me is that I am going to dedicate myself full time to this job. I'm going to treat all of the residents of Bonner County with respect, especially those I disagree with. And I'm going to make sure that people's voices are heard inside of the government and that the government listens to the citizens. Mm-hmm.
Rich, how can people find out more about you in your campaign?
Sure. Rich Harder, harderforbonnercounty.org is my website. And on that website, there's a contact page. My personal phone number is on that contact page and also my email address. Please feel free to call me or contact me at any time and ask me any questions.
Okay. Rich Harder, candidate for Bonner County Commissioner District 3. Thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.